Colby, are you an MMA fan? And so what was your journey into MMA to get to this point here?
So I don't want to turn many people off, but you know, I got kind of, you know, watching boxing kind of wore me down a little bit. And you know, I think, you know, when I started getting into MMA, it was just much more entertaining. And you know, certain things you can't scorecards can't hide a guy. You can hear a guy get punched in the face in MMA. You can see kind of the art that takes place in MMA. So I gravitated towards that, and I brought my wife to several fights, and she enjoyed it. And it was more so the artistry that takes place, and things take place in snap, and making decisions in really quick moments that can either win you the fight or cost you the fight. But understanding the dance that takes place between that, what is the science between that, and making these decisions that really pulled me into MMA. So that journey started for me, probably was like 2008 for me, 2008, 2009.
Any favorite fighter?
Favorite fighter? Favorite fighter is sitting right here right now.
I've been writing my own commercials ever since I joined Nike. So coming up with campaigns is something I've been doing for quite some time. Having a passion for storytelling is something that I've had for a very, very long time. So, you know, I just kind of fell into it, right? We started doing a Muse film, and that's the first time I was like, you know what? I'll write it and then, you know, direct it and edit it, things of that nature. And that's what really got me focused on, you know what, this is something that I really, really love to do. Let's make this a full-time thing.
Can you see you back in basketball in more full-time capacity or any kind?
As far as what?
Coaching front office?
Nah, man, nah. I coach my daughter's sixth grade team. That's the extent of it all. That's it, man.
Gianna's a bum.
She's a beast. Yeah, she's a beast, man. She's tough.
I thought she was
going to
be with Jeannie and that would be the
future
pick of the Lakers.
Dude, she's a little firecracker, man.
Does Monty Armour drink to be the official pick of the Lakers? You talk to Jeannie and them?
Yeah, we'll like see. That? We'll see. I mean, it's, you know, that's one of the things that we got to work through. Like, as athletes, it's always, you know, you have the freedom to pick what footwear you wear, right? You can choose that sort of stuff, but you can't choose what you're drinking on the sidelines. That's a problem.
Up to your last year, you know, we were following you around and all the injuries and the stuff. You think this is something you wish you would add even like 3 years ago that could have maybe extended another year?
Dude, I was obsessive about every little detail, every little thing, like from footwear to, you know, what I wear to recovery. If I could feel like I gained any type of advantage whatsoever, I obsessed over that detail. So yeah, this is something I wish I would have had.
What's the Cynthia story touching? She wasn't even in the UFC like 10 months ago.
Yeah,
now she's almost for the belt.
No, it's insane. I mean, we were talking out back about it, and her growing up in San Jose and now training out in Sacramento, we're talking about her journey a little bit and how she felt like fighting really saved her and gave her purpose and gave her structure in life. And it's something that she can't stop thinking about it. And she wakes up in the morning thinking about it, goes to bed obsessing over it, and you can hear it. Like when she's talking about it, you can hear the passion that oozes from her. You know, so it's great to connect with them in person. Like I said, I watched them quite a bit of videos online, but to actually come here in person and to hear their stories face to face is a different ballgame.
Athletes over the summer and received a lot of praise for what you said. Do you feel like, you know, you can speak to these athletes here? I mean, I know that's not part of the deal of them being branded together, but I mean, will you take some personal interest in them as athletes?
I'd say personal interest in every athlete everywhere. You know, we're all part of the same family, right? So how can I take the knowledge that I've learned in my profession and help them? I mean, and I've had that in my life, right? I've had guys like John Williams, who is a composer, who seemingly has nothing to do with what I do, but has everything to do with it. In terms of how you manage a team, how do you focus on details, right, from Johnny Ives at Apple and from Michael Jordan, right? I've had great mentors, right? So how can I pass that on to them?
You've been really vocal about sort of your support of the WNBA and just your love of, you know, seeing those women on the court. How much of, you know, the fact that women do compete side by side with men in the UFC, I mean, is that appealing to you?
Yeah, fighter is a fighter. A basketball player is a basketball player, right? Male, female, doesn't matter, right? You appreciate the art of it. You appreciate the sweet science in it, and you appreciate the effort and the determination and the story of each individual athlete. So it doesn't matter, male or female.
Do you have any New York athletes in your mind that might fit this brand?
New York athletes. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure there are.
This weekend,
Porzingis is a body armor athlete. Did you know that? Yeah. Kristoff has been a Body Armor athlete for, when did we sign him?
A year and a half, two years ago.
About 2 years ago. So Kristoff is part of the Body Armor family already.
This weekend, George St. Pierre's fighting. It could be his last fight ever. In your last game, you dropped 60 points. What kind of peace comes with knowing that it could be the last time you do something professionally that you would give advice to George about?
It's exciting. Have fun with it. Like, literally just enjoy it. And it's weird because, like, leading up to the game, you have to enjoy it. Leading up to the match, you kind of enjoy it. But once you get in the match, you can't enjoy it because that's when things get away from you. You got to focus on the tactics. You got to focus on doing what you've always done. And then when that's over, then you can look back and appreciate it.
What do you think of George's legacy in the UFC?
He's one of the greatest.
Just the World Series at all? What do you think of what happened out there?
Heartbreaker, man. I'm happy for Usyk, and they deserve it, obviously. I mean, their bats woke up, man, and the pitching was outstanding. And but, you know, I've obviously been in L.A. for all these years, man. My heart breaks.
All right, guys, thanks a lot, man.
All right, you guys.
Appreciate it, guys. You.